Sloan with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, November 29th. According to the National Weather Service in the Cedar Rapids area today, it will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 53. Winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour, then from the west in the afternoon. Then tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. A Cedar Rapids woman was arrested Saturday after GPS tracking in a stolen work truck led Hiawatha police to the vehicle. According to a Linn County criminal complaint, 25-year-old Wendy Beard entered a Hiawatha home Saturday in the 300 block of Marion Street and took a man's work truck valued at over $10,000, as well as Apple watches, an iPhone, and a credit card reader. The GPS technology in the truck assisted the officers, who caught up with Beard and made a traffic stop on Alice Road near Centerpoint. Police said Beard was driving while barred, and they found the items stolen from the Hiawatha home in her possession. They also said she had used a can of white spray paint to cover decals on the truck and had attempted to alter the license plate. Beard is in Linn County Jail on charges of first-degree theft, a Class C felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, third-degree burglary, driving while barred, fourth-degree criminal mischief, and drug paraphernalia. The Lee Enterprises newspaper chain has adopted a poison pill plan to protect itself from a hostile takeover, while the company's board considers an unsolicited offer from hedge fund Alden Global Capital. The shareholder rights plan would take effect if Alden gets control of more than 10% of Lee's stock anytime in the next year. The Davenport, Iowa-based company said the plan would allow its other shareholders to buy shares at a 50% discount at that point, or possibly get free shares for every share they already own. New York-based Alden said last week that it already owned more than 6% of Lee's stock when it offered to buy the rest of the shares for $24 apiece, or about $141 million. The plan Lee adopted Wednesday would make it more expensive for Alden to acquire a controlling stake in the company. Like food? Get the latest restaurant openings and closings and more chewy tips from the Gazette's Chew on This newsletter. Sign up at thegazette.com/chew.